You only want the best, right? How about the best values of the year?
Joining us with them now, Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. How you doing, Janet?
I'm fine, thanks.
So we're coming up on the holidays looking for gifts. What are some of the top tech items that are worth every penny?
Well, we looked at, number one, Android phone. Lots of them out there. We liked one by Samsung, the Samsung Galaxy S2. As a matter of fact, we also like the Epic 4G Touch. We think that those are really cool because they're super slim, because they have very fast processors and really nice displays and cameras and all that good stuff. So we like that. Now, e-readers, this is an interesting category. We like the Kindle Touch. We like it because it's as low as $99 if you're willing to accept some advertising. And the new Kindle Fire, which we also like, we consider kind of a hybrid. So it's, you know, not exactly an e-reader. It's more of a tablet, but in the tablet category, we still like the Apple iPad 2 the best in that particular category. And here's something that you might not have thought of. I'm looking at this, actually. It's streaming devices. We like the Roku streaming players. You know, what they do is they route online video and audio services like Netflix onto your television. And those are fairly inexpensive, $60 to $100.
All right. Well, there are also some ways to make sure that you're not getting taken for a spin by checking out reviews of everything from doctors to charities to entertainment. So what do you have for that?
Right. Well, I should say we have a whole list of our best values that's on Kip.com, Kiplinger.com, and also in the December issue of Kiplinger's Personal Finance. But I'm glad you mentioned this, Sean, because I kind of like this. These are things that people want. Reviews, how good are the services that I'm getting, or how do I find a good service? Doctors. Here's a website called Vitals.com in which you can rate doctors based on several criteria, such as staff courtesy or the accuracy of diagnosis. And you can also write your own reviews of your physicians. And so it's really very helpful if you're looking for someone in your area. Charity Navigator, that's one of our favorites, perennial favorite. It's really good for rating charities, which ones are really effective in the work that they do. And this one, although it's a classic, has added something new this year. And they're looking at best practices. That is, how accountable is a charity? How transparent is a charity as far as its finances and its operations go? And so that's something new that's been added this year.
All right, Janet, thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
That's Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance.